KQED. It's a typical Wednesday evening, and Jennifer Logue is whipping up some risotto in her San Francisco kitchen.
Like a spicy ground beef, and then you add onions, and you add the rice, you add the wine, maybe a little for the cook, who knows. It smells good. Yeah, I think that's part of the reason that people don't really think about it. I think we think of our home as safe.
Logue spends a lot of time thinking about what happens when she cooks. She's a research scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, where she studies indoor air pollution.
You spend 70% of your time in your home, and what you do in your home has a huge impact on what you're exposed to, which in turn has a huge impact on your health.
It turns out that cooking with a gas stove releases pollutants, some of the same ones you find outdoors in smog. Logue looked at homes in Southern California that cook at least once a week and found that more than half of them had air pollution levels worse than the outdoor health limit for nitrogen dioxide.
If you exceeded the standards outdoors, it would be a really big deal. But if you exceed them in your house, I mean, nobody's paying attention.
But homes with electric stoves aren't in the clear because cooking the food itself creates air pollution. Fats produce a lung irritant called acrolein. And cooking puts off fine particle pollution, something that's tied to long-term health problems.
Respiratory issues, chronic bronchitis, really these chronic issues with respiratory and heart.
If all this sounds a little scary, Logue says there's a simple solution, a good range hood that vents to the outside. But there's some bad news there, too.
Not all hoods work the same. And currently, unfortunately, there's no way for people to really know how effective their range hood is.
That's something other Berkeley Lab scientists are hoping to change.
So we're stir-frying the green beans here.
Inside the National Lab's test kitchen in Berkeley, Woody Delp and his team are making a recipe they've made hundreds of times exactly the same way.
We measure out the beans the same amount each time. We want to make sure that everything tries to stay as constant as we can.
Delp is cooking on a gas stove with a hood that's rigged with air monitors. As the green beans sizzle away, particle counters around the room start to spike.
This hood at this particular flow setting is probably capturing about half of what's coming off. Not quite.
Delp says that's the middle of the pack. Some of the hoods he tested are only 15% effective at capturing cooking emissions. Others did much better, but not necessarily the most expensive ones. That's not information that's available to consumers.
If you go down to, you know, your local big box retailer, they'll have what the airflow rate is and maybe a sound rating on it.
Airflow, or how powerful the fan is only part of the puzzle. The shape of the hood and how far it extends over your stovetop makes a big difference. So does the ductwork to the outside.
Oftentimes it has too many bends and too many elbows and a long run to get it outside. And for some of the range hoods, that kills the airflow.
Delp and his team are developing a standardized test, a uniform way to measure hood effectiveness. It's being reviewed by an international testing board, and a lot of manufacturers are interested in using it.
Unfortunately, there's not really a state or federal agency that has comprehensive authority over indoor air pollution.
Peggy Jenkins manages the indoor air quality program at the California Air Resources Board. She says there are strict ventilation rules for other gas appliances in homes, like furnaces and hot water heaters. Stoves and range hoods have been largely overlooked.
In a sense, it's low-hanging fruit, but it's not really simple.
If California is going to pass indoor air pollution standards around cooking, a number of state agencies would have to get involved. But Jenkins says there's growing interest in changing the state's building codes around range hoods. That could mean adding new requirements for airflow or the hood's shape, since it varies quite a bit.
We all love to have our microwaves over the range, but the ventilation that's associated with those is not as strong, not as efficient or effective.
Once we have this, it'll be good for a little while. So now it's just got to sit for a bit.
Meanwhile, for us home cooks, Jennifer Logue has a few tips as she finishes up her risotto.
I always, always, always use the range hood, even though mine sounds like a jet engine. But I always use it because I think it's really important.
Logue says use the highest fan setting and put pots and pans on the back burners. That's where hoods capture the most pollutants. They're simple changes, but effective ones, Logue says. The hard part is remembering them. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the National Science Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.